Okay, so before we left for music, we were wrapping up our math problem.
Silvana Laramie has been teaching for nearly 25 years, and this is her fourth grade bilingual class at Alfred Lima Elementary School in Providence. These students are transitioning from learning only in Spanish to learning only in English.
Can you explain what that means, Moises, that they gave it to us all together?
First, they give it to us, like, in pieces. Then in this problem, they give it all together, like, in a unit.
All in one problem,
yeah.
Yes. And what did you have to do?
We need a round and...
But Laramie still uses Spanish as a tool to support her students' learning.
We need a...
You can say it in Spanish. I'll help you in English.
Lo tenemos que sumar.
We have to add.
Add them. And we need to write how many pieces that they got.
Moises is on fire, answering multiple questions in a row.
Because that's the many pounds they took away.
That's what they took away. Kiss your brain.
Moises kisses his fingers and taps his head. He's one of a growing number of English language learners, or ELLs, in the Providence School District. Two-thirds of the district's students are Latino. Within the past 5 years, the ELL population doubled to about 24%. While Laramie teaches math on one side of the classroom, her teaching partner teaches language arts on the other side of the classroom.
That is actually our beginning group in English. So we have two children in that group that are just new arrivals to the country, and two that actually arrived last year in the middle of the year. So she's really working on vocabulary development. You'll notice there's a lot of picture supports.
The Providence School District offers different programs to help children learn English, including bilingual classes that are taught in English and Spanish, and traditional ESL classes that are taught primarily in English. This is the first year that the governor and the General Assembly included a small pot of money in the state budget to support English language learning services and hire more teachers. Providence Superintendent Chris Marr says his district and several others that have large ELL student populations have partnered up with the Rhode Island Foundation and two local universities to subsidize an ELL teacher certification program, including courses online.
But to be honest, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the need, because we have a need for, you know, hundreds, if not more, ELL teachers today, and we just don't have that in the pipeline anywhere.
That's because becoming a certified ELL teacher takes time and money, two things that are difficult to come by as a full-time working teacher. They do get compensated by the district for the training, but the salary bump is only about $7 a week before taxes. Meanwhile, Marr says the state next door, Massachusetts, is mandating this training for any teacher who may have ELL students in the classroom. Marr says it's easy to compare ourselves to our neighbor, which has one of the best education programs in the country.
And I worry that they're once ahead, going to get out far ahead of us on educating this growing population of English language learners, and we are going to be stuck behind. And the places that are getting hit the hardest are clearly the urban areas.
Most of Providence's ELL student population is Latino, but in the last few years, the district has welcomed more than 200 refugee students from all over the world, students who speak languages that range from Arabic to Swahili. Marr says that diversity just makes the school district better. In Silvana Laramie's fourth grade classroom,
my name is Cindy.
Many students like Cindy have parents who don't speak English very well. Cindy says she relies on her older middle school brother to help her when she's stuck with her homework, but she can also reach Laramie from home if she needs to.
Sometimes when I'm stuck in the homework, we use an app and it sends right a message to her. We could send her the picture of our homework, and she gives them some clues and stuff like that for she could help us in our homework.
Laramie says school districts with rapidly changing demographics need to hire more bilingual ELL teachers. But she says the need is bigger than that. More classrooms need teachers who are certified to teach English language learners.
You know, even having regular education teachers understand the ELL needs, because there are ELL children sitting in regular classrooms. They're in all classrooms.
It's a big challenge. She calls it the hardest job, but at the same time, the most rewarding.
Monticello.
Good.
Okay. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ambar Espinosa.